Luke, chapter number 6. The book of St. Luke, chapter number 6. We'll begin reading on verse number 39. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that's in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that's in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that's in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that's in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" I believe I'll read that verse again. "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Brother Adam, you pray for us, brother. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Yes. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help us. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 All right, I'm interested in verse number 47 and 48, where he says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently on that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." I want to preach for a little bit on this thought tonight, building a home for your family. And I guess I want to speak mainly to the men tonight that's here. And God's got something to say, I believe, to men about building a home for your family. Because back over here, he said he's like a man which built a house. And you know, man's supposed to be head of the house, ain't he? That's the way God ordained it. God created man, and then he said it wasn't good for him to be alone, and he created woman. And he said a man should leave mother and father and be joined to his wife, and they twain would become one flesh. And that's still in the Word of God today. He never said nothing about a man being joined to a man except that it's an abomination in the sight of God. Same way for a woman and a woman. And so tonight, I want to talk to the men of the church tonight about building a home for your family. I believe in the day in which we live today, there's a whole lot of focus on materialism, material things, and focus on money in the homes, and we get consumed with that, and we forget about the things that God wants a home to be like. Amen? Listen, I know it takes money to live, and I know we have to have a few material things, but this flesh is never satisfied. Amen. You reach out for one, you set one goal in your life, and you reach that, and behold, you're done looking up to something else. And this flesh will never be satisfied with material things of this world. I tell you, we don't need money. We don't need the material things so much, but we need manna in our homes. Amen. Listen, God expects a man to be the man of the house, and he ought to be a godly man, and he ought to lead his family and build his home upon the foundations that God has laid down in His Word, and he'd be blessed in things in this world and in the world to come, and see his family prosper in the things of God. Amen? Now, I want you to notice first tonight, in the preaching of the Word right here, the leader of the home. Hey, we need some daddies to take charge down at the house. Amen? I'm talking about and lead in the paths that God has laid out in this Word right here. Somewhere back in the line here, that there's been a lot of daddies that have failed in taking godly leadership in the home. Amen? You have to be careful, friend. There's so many things that the devil has got to lure us away from the things of God that we think just Sunday morning, maybe Sunday night, and maybe Wednesday night's the only time we have to focus on God. But God is our God 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, and He wants us to lead our families and build our homes upon the foundation and the principles of the Word of God. Amen. Listen, we need some daddies, friend, that are devoted to God. Right? Amen. God ought to be first in our... I mean, tell you, listen... If you're married, if you've got a good spouse and you've got children, how blessed you are. Amen. How blessed you are. And what a great responsibility God has put in your place, friend, to lead your family in the things of God and in the ways of God. Man needs godly direction for his home. Listen, he needs godly discipline for his children. He needs to know godly doctrine to teach his children in the home. We rely too much on children being brought to church and being taught the things of God in the church house. We need some daddies to take charge down at the house and teach the children in the home the things of God. Amen. I remember my mother telling me, of course I know now this is old-fashioned, they didn't have a TV to distract them back in her day. And she said what they did every night, they'd light up the old kerosene lantern. Their daddy would take the Bible and he'd have devotional. They'd have Bible study every night. That was their entertainment. Amen. But you know what? They turned out to be some good kids like that. Right? And let me tell you something, God still expects daddies to take charge down at the house and teach godly doctrine in the home. If you don't believe that, look back over in the Old Testament what He said back over in the book of Deuteronomy. Right. Amen. Let me say first of all that the leader of the home or the daddy of the home, he must be a spiritual light. A spiritual light. Anybody ever been a bright and shining light in your life? Somebody that you saw that had God in their life and God in their heart and they were just a blessing to be around. That's what daddies ought to be like. They need to be a light in the house. Look what the Bible says in verse 39 right here. He spake a parable unto them, said, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? We don't need blind daddies. Amen. We need some daddies that's got some light shining about them. Hey, that's got some spiritual insight about them. That's got a spiritual vision for his home and for his family. That don't want his children to grow up to be drunkards and gamblers and to die and go to a devil's hell, friend. I tell you what, we ought to have a burden for our children. Amen. He must be a spiritual light. Let me tell you, a blind daddy can't lead his children right. Amen. A daddy that's walking in darkness can't lead his children in light. You ever heard that old saying, like father, like son? Amen. We need some daddies down at the house that'll be a spiritual light to their children that they can look up to and respect and know that they got a godly daddy down at their house. Right? Amen. Must be a spiritual light, and not only that, he must be a spiritual laborer. Look what he says in verse 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Can I tell you something? Little old kids growing up around you, they are watching you, they are listening to you, they are gathering fruit from you. They're feeding off of you, and they're growing up, and they're growing up by what you are feeding them on, right? They need some good fruit. They need a wholesome atmosphere to grow up in. They need a wholesome daddy that's providing fruit for them. Not only that, friend, he's got to be a doer of the word to do any of this. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. It's easy to go to church and listen. Right? I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world, go to church and listen to the preacher preach or the teacher teach, ain't it? But listen, it's another thing altogether when it comes to applying it to your life. That's when you got to dig in. He said he dig deep and lay the foundation. Hey, we need to do some digging deep in the Word of God, friend, and be a doer of what we find in here that the Bible instructs us to do. Going to call for some discipline down at the house. Let me tell you something. I don't know why mamas and daddies think they got to be the best friend of their child. It don't work that way. Now, mamas and daddies ought to be respected by their children. And you know, they'll grow up one day and they'll look back at their life. When they become adults and they look back at their childhood, they're going to be the best judge of what kind of mama and daddy they had. Amen? They're going to know whether they had a good mama and daddy or a bad mama and daddy. They're going to know whether they had a mama and daddy that loved them or just let them go their way. Let me tell you, in the day that we live, friend, sometimes you're going to have to put your foot down. Right? Amen. It don't hurt to say no. Amen. I look back at my childhood as I come up. My goodness, my mom and daddy, they was way, way, way too lenient with me. They just turned me loose in the world. It almost destroyed my life. You better be daddy down at your house. Learn how to say no and direct your children. Get them in the right direction. You must be a spiritual light. You must be a spiritual laborer. And there must be a spiritual likeness. He said, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. Now listen, if we listen to the teachings of Christ, and if we want to be a doer, as he's saying, then won't that make us a lot like Christ? There ought to be a likeness of Christ in a daddy leading down at his house that his children would see Christ in him. And he ought to be a teacher and a doer of the things of God in his home to his children. Hey, I'm talking about a likeness of Christ. And are we not supposed to be conforming to the image of his Son, as he says over in Romans chapter 8? He wants us to be conformed to the image and likeness of His Son. There ought to be a growing process in our lives, friend. We ought not to be getting colder on God. We ought to be getting hotter every day. And every day we ought to be gaining in knowledge and understanding more about God than we did yesterday. I'm talking about there ought to be a likeness. The Bible says over in Romans chapter number 12, not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you get renewing of your mind through praying, through studying, through being faithful to the house of God and the things of God. God ain't worried about who's going to win the ball game. Amen. God's worried about who's going to win your child's soul. You'll have a big part in it, daddies. Bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We need some leaders of the home that God wants us to be. Amen. Don't get caught up in the things of the world and the foolishness of the things of this world, friend, that you forget about God and your responsibility down at your house and leading your house in the things of God. There's a great warning right here in these verses, friend. Listen. You'll be faithful or you'll be a failure in the eyes of your children one day. You know, I love my mom and daddy. But as I look back at the way they raised me, I can see some things that they failed in. You know why? They grew up poor. They struggled most of their life. By the time I got to be about a 12, 13-year-old boy, they bought a restaurant here in Bowden. Things got going pretty good. Then they built a new restaurant. Things got going even better. You know, I'd go in and mop the floor every evening, and then I'd hit the door and I was gone. They didn't have a clue where I was at, what I was doing. Got to hanging out in the pool hall. Got to gambling. Then first thing you know, I was down here in this old Legion Hall at 16 years old, sitting on the bar stool with 30 and 40-year-old men. They turned their back on me when they should have had their foot down on me. We need some daddies. You can't just turn your kids loose in this society today. That's why we got so many meth addicts, so many broken homes. Mamas and daddies get caught up in the drug culture, friend. They just let their children go to pot. Sickening. Heard on the news last night that Georgia doesn't have enough foster parents to take all the children in that need housing. Sad, isn't it? That mamas and daddies get so sorry they have to have their kids taken away from them, but that's the day that we live in. Wonder how our kids will remember us. Wonder if our kids will remember our home. Wonder if they'll think back, well, mom and daddy fussed and fought all the time, cussing and fighting. Wonder if they'll say that about us. I remember my mom and daddy getting in one fuss when I was at home. One time they got in a fuss, and I've never forgot it. Never forgot it. You think your fussing and fighting don't affect your kids? You better watch your mouth in front of your kids. Listen. He said when the flood arose, he didn't say if the flood arose. He said when the flood arose. There's going to be some troubles coming down at your house. There's going to be some storms to hit down at your house. You better be on the right foundation when it does. It'll stand. Not only the leader of the home, but notice this, the Lord of the home. He is the rock of our foundation. Your home ought to be centered around Christ. It ought not to be centered around the TV. It ought not to be centered around your favorite ball team. I wonder if your kids hear you talk more about the Lord or they hear you talk more about the ball team. Wonder what the main focus is down at your house. You've got your kids with you just a short, short time. Just a short, short time. And they're gone. They grow up into adults so quick. You're molding and making them into what they're going to be. The Lord of the home. He is the foundation of a godly home. Listen. Listen to what the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians right here. He says, we're laborers together with God. We're God's husbandry. We're God's building. He said, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Listen. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. If we name the name of Christ, friend, if He's our Lord and our Savior, we better take heed about what we're building upon this foundation of Christ. He says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, we live in a world of many religions. And it seems like Christianity today is come under attack. And astounding to me, it seems like the Muslim faith is getting every angle it can. I mean, it's astounding to me. They come over here and tear down the towers up there, and it seems like we bowing down to them. It's crazy to me. Christians over in the Middle East being slaughtered. Our president just turns a deaf ear to it. Well, he calls himself president. Listen to me. He is the rock of our foundation. I'm glad when our heart is overwhelmed. Hey, we got a rock, friend, we can run to, friend. We can cast our cares upon Him and know that He ever cares for your home and my home, and He can help us. Hey, listen, if we're building upon that rock, our home upon that foundation, friend, we've got an ever-present help in a time of trouble, in a time of need. He ought to be Lord of your home. He is the rock, and He is the resource. He's the resource. Look with me in the book of Titus right here. In Titus chapter number 2. He starts this chapter off right here about, he's speaking to the aged men. He's speaking to the aged women, what we ought to act like and do like. He speaks to the young women. He speaks to the young men. And you go back and read these things through the first 5 verses right here. And God hadn't changed His mind in the day that we live. He's still the same. His word will never change. But notice in verse 7, He says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing in uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the order of the contrary part might be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. As Lord of the home, He's a resource. He's the pattern that you and I are to shape ourselves, our lives by. God has standards. We live in a society, friend, that standards has gone out the window. Amen. We live in a society that's lost its shame. You know, there's very few channels on TV that I could sit with my grandkids and watch. There's junk. Junk. Basically, about all I watch is Fox News. Been watching them outlaw shows that O'Reilly's putting on there. I like them. But listen, he's a resource that you can pattern yourself by. Show yourself, he said. There ought to be something seen in us that's Christ-like. If he's Lord of the home, he's the rock, he's the resource. And listen, he is the resilience. He says if we'll dig deep, if we'll build our homes upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a resilience there that'll stand the storms. You may get bent, you may get beat, and hey, you may get shook up in the storms of life, friend, but hang on, hang on. Hey, God's in control, friend. He is our resilience through the storms of life. Don't throw in the towel on your home. Listen, we got a divorce rate in this country of about 40 to 50%. Because homes are not founded on the right thing. God's not first in the home. God's not first in the heart. The first thing, the first temptation comes along, somebody falls and get crossways and just get a divorce. Mom and daddy did. More likely that your kids will end up in divorce. Statistics show if you had a divorce in your life, you better stick it out. He's the rock. He's the resource. He's the resilience. He's the refuge. Glad I got somebody to run to. Glad I've got somebody that's proved himself to me. Listen, I'm old enough to have gone through some times I needed God. That I needed Him. I didn't need the preacher. I didn't need you. I didn't need my wife. I needed the Lord. Let me tell you, He's always been a refuge for me through the storms of life. He's never forsaken me. I've got a promise that if I get on my knees and cry out to Him, He'll forgive me of my sins. He'll restore fellowship to me. He'll take me through the storms. He said He'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. He'd be with me to the end. Have that promise. Talking about building a home for your family. The leader of the home. Daddies. You must be a spiritual light, a spiritual labor, and there must be a spiritual likeness to Christ. You be faithful or you'll be a failure in the eyes of your children. There must be a Lord of the home, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the sure foundation. He's the one that'll stand. If you lean on Him, if you'll build upon Him, you can stand the storms of life. He's the rock. He's the resource. He's the resilience through the storm. He is the refuge. Listen to me. Life's hard. Anybody agree with that? Let me tell you something. Kids need a refuge. The greatest refuge that they have growing up is their home. They need a loving mom and daddy. They need to know that somebody loves them. They need to know that somebody is providing for them. We've got that opportunity while they're in our hands to provide that refuge for them. Home ought not to be a place of cussing and fussing and fighting. It ought to be a place of love and laughter, a place of hope and happiness. Amen? We ought to make sure we're providing that for our children. The leader of the home, the Lord of the home, but look at this, the loss of the home. Back in Luke chapter 6. Notice this. In this thinking of the loss of the home, the man that built his house upon a rock, he dig deep. That foundation, that rock being Christ, his home stood. But the one that was a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, look what he says. Verse 49. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently and immediately fell. And the ruin of that house was great. And the ruin of that house was great. It's a sad thing to see any home busted up, isn't it? It's sad to see a daddy turn out to be a drunk. Mama be on drugs. Destroy the home. Because maybe they've heard the word, but they didn't apply it. They didn't do it. The loss of the home, the person that's a hearer and not a doer of the word of God, his home will probably fall. He's founded a home, but he's got no foundation. That foundation must be Christ if you're going to have a happy and a prosperous home. The fall of the family. Look what, lastly right here in Matthew chapter number 7. And the parallel gospel of this. Jesus said this in verse 25. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. A foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. Great was the fall of it. You ever heard anybody say, well, looking back at their home destroyed, you ever heard anybody say, well, if I'd have just done this, or if I'd have just done things this way, maybe it wouldn't have ended up like this. There's a caution in this passage of Scripture right here to us. Build upon the foundation of Christ. Watch out for the sinking sands that the devil has out there for you. Your children are dependent upon you. Mamas and daddies. Grandparents. You play a big part too, grandparents. You know, you can do nothing wrong in the eyes of your grandkids, can you? Amen. I appreciate you being here tonight. I want you to think about this Scripture, building a home for your family. We better examine ourselves and see what we're building. We building precious stones or we building wood, hay, and stubble? We'll be judged one of these days. Amen. Stand with us.